Support comes from USC Online, providing exceptional online graduate programs, certificates, and upskilling for current and aspiring professionals. Explore your graduate options today with the University of Southern California at online.usc.edu.
I'm Evan Kleiman, and this is Good Food on the Road. Joining me now is Jonathan Gold, the Pulitzer Prize-winning food writer for the LA Times. Recently, three Michelin-starred chefs from Hong Kong were in town, and Jonathan was tasked with taking them out to eat in the San Gabriel Valley. So he took them to Sea Harbor and ordered the sweet and sour pork.
I couldn't figure out why they had ordered sweet and sour pork, because sweet and sour pork, of course, is the cliché dish that every non-Chinese orders in a Chinese restaurant that year. Cousin at the other end of the table orders, and you hope that nobody associates it with you at your end. But again, I was puzzled, and they could see that I was puzzled. And one of them said to me, you know, this isn't just a dish for Chinatowns. It's a dish that reveals a lot about the level of a cook's skill. It's a dish that we always use to judge a restaurant by. And
why? Did they give you details on why that is?
They gave me so many details on why that is.
Oh, I love that.
I mean, it's like sometimes you talk to French chefs, right? And they ask somebody to fry them an egg, and they can tell almost everything there is to know about the level of skill of a chef, the way the chef thinks, the imagination of a chef by the way they fry an egg, because of course there's no way to fry an egg perfectly. There are only 200 compromises that you can make to make it bearable or even really delicious. But you get the dish, and what you take a bite, and what you can tell, has the pork been properly marinated? Has it been evenly coated with enough cornstarch? Not too much, which would be unpleasant and gooey, or too little, which would leave it all uneven and give it patchy spots. Has it been deep fried at the right temperature and for the right amount of time? Because it should still be like a little bit juicy inside, but it should still be very crunchy on the outside. Right then, that's just stage one, where you marinate and you deep fry the pork. Already, it's sounding like something difficult. Then in the second stage of the recipe, he continued, is the pork stir-fried in a way that coats it completely? Is the fragrance nice? Does it smell good? Is the sauce slightly reduced so it's like, you know, slightly thick and slightly tacky, but not too thick, but in have like a little bit of the caramelization from the heat? There's a lot of stuff going on in this dish that most of us would order at Panda Express, right?
Right. So what was their diagnosis?
Well, they thought about it a while. They thought about it, and they gave it a passing grade. They thought it was just fine.
How interesting. Well, thank you, Jonathan. And we should mention that that you wrote a couple different articles about your experience eating with these guys.
I did. I wrote four of them.
And they're fascinating reading. So we'll be sure to have those links on hand on the show page.
Thanks very much.
I've been talking to Jonathan Gold about eating out with three Michelin-starred Hong Kong chefs at Sea Harbor in the San Gabriel Valley. Every week, you can get a text message with the restaurants you hear about on Good Food by texting the words Good Food to the number 69866. And don't forget to check out the Good Food restaurant map, where you can find all of Jonathan's restaurant recommendations.
Support comes from USC Online, providing exceptional online graduate programs, certificates, and upskilling for current and aspiring professionals. Explore your graduate options today with the University of Southern California at online.usc.edu.